Hey, beautiful people, and welcome to this Wednesday, April 1st edition of Tea Time with the Medium. Today, we are going to focus a little bit on some things that we can do for ourselves to keep our sanity in this time of isolation and seclusion. We are going to maybe you want to call it tips, tricks, techniques. We'll come up with some things that we can all help ourselves keep our sanity. I'm sure, like most other people, if you have kids, you probably need some social distancing from your kids as well as your spouse, significant other. Heck, I need social distancing from my dogs at this point. So we're just going to go over a few things that we can do to keep ourselves charged and refreshed and tapped in, so to speak. The first thing we're going to do is a meditation. Please don't do this if you're driving or operating heavy machinery. If you're able to, find a cozy spot in your house or even the chair that you're sitting in. I want you to ground your feet, put them firmly planted on the ground. I would like you to put your hands facing upwards towards the ceiling in your lap. Take a deep breath in, pulling your shoulders back, opening your heart chakra to the sun, to all the atmosphere that is out there that, as much as it is scary right now, is actually charging us, empowering us, and regenerating ourselves. Pull your shoulders back, make them like spaghetti arms, just loose and relaxed. So we are going to do a little bit of a guided meditation. I want you to close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe it out slowly through your mouth. We're going to do that 3 times. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe it out slowly through your mouth. One more time. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe it out slowly through your mouth. Now, during this meditation, I want you to just breathe normally and relax. If this is your first time meditating or you have a hard time in the past meditating, just know that you can take a bubble and increase the amount of sound that you don't hear each time as a practice, and we can go over that another time if you want. But right now, I want you just to relax and imagine a big, beautiful rainbow in front of you. See all of its colors: red, orange, yellow, green, purple, blue. Feel each of the colors. Imagine the color red is glowing brighter than all of the rest, that there is red all around you. I want you to breathe in the color red and think to yourself, I am safe. Say to yourself, I feel safe. Now imagine the color orange is glowing brighter and brighter. The orange is all around you now. Breathe in the orange. Think to yourself, I feel my feelings stirring in my body. Say to yourself, I feel peaceful. Ready? Breathe in the orange. Thinking to yourself, I feel my feelings stirring in my body. Saying to myself, I feel peaceful. Next, we're going to imagine the color yellow. Imagine the color yellow is glowing all around you. Breathe in the yellow. Think to yourself, I am powerful. Say to yourself, I feel confident. Let's do it one more time. Surround yourself in the color yellow. Feel it glowing all around you, warming you. Breathe in the yellow. Thinking to yourself, I am powerful. Say to yourself, I feel confident. Now imagine the color green. Green is going brighter, brighter. It's the color of spring, the color of rebirth. Imagine there's green all around you. Breathe in the color green. Thinking to yourself, my family and friends love me and I love them. Say to yourself, I feel loved. Feel that you are loved. One more time, let's imagine the color green glowing brighter and brighter, that there is green all around you. Breathe in the color green and think to yourself, my family and friends love me and I love them. Say to yourself, I feel loved. Know that you are loved. Now I want you just to hold this green glow around you for a moment, and I want you to feel the love of all the people in your life. I want you to feel the love of the people who've moved on, and I want you to feel the love of your spirit guides, your angel guides, your guardian angels. Just take a moment and breathe in the positive feeling of their love. Repeat after me. I am loved. I feel loved. I am loved. Next, we're going to imagine the color light blue, and it's getting brighter and brighter. Blue is all around you. Blue is the color of healing. Breathe in the glowing light blue. Think to yourself, people listen when I talk, and I am a good listener. Say to yourself, I feel heard. One more time, breathe in the glowing light blue. Think to yourself, people listen when I talk, and I am a good listener. Say to yourself, I feel heard. Now imagine the color dark blue, also indigo. It's getting brighter and brighter, and the indigo is all around you, melting into the light blue. Breathe in the indigo and think to yourself, I have a great imagination. Say to yourself, I see great things happening for me. One more time. Breathe in the indigo as it separates itself from the light blue. Imagine the color dark blue, indigo getting brighter and brighter, and indigo is all around you. Breathe in the indigo and think to yourself, I have a great imagination. And say to yourself, I see great things happening for me. Great things are happening for you. This is the perfect time for manifestation. Now imagine the color purple. It's getting brighter and brighter, and the purple is all around you. Breathe in the purple. Think to yourself, I am wise. I am smart. Say to yourself that I am smart. I am powerful. I am capable. Breathe in the purple. Think to yourself, I am wise. Say to yourself, I am smart. I am powerful. I am capable. Take one last look at your big, bright, beautiful rainbow that you've built around yourself. And notice if you see anything. Notice if you feel anything. Notice if you hear anything. Take this rainbow, this beautiful rainbow of colors that you have created around yourself. Take it and wrap it in this beautiful blanket, wrapping your head and your shoulders all the way down to your toes. Wrap this beautiful rainbow blanket and take it with you the rest of the day, keeping you warm, reminding you that you are loved, that you are confident, that you are smart, that you are beautiful, that great things are happening for you. That you feel your feelings and you are peaceful today. That you are healed. Take a deep breath in. Then exhale through your mouth. One more time. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale, letting your shoulders go loose and limp again like ropes or spaghetti. Take one more deep breath in. Let your shoulders fall back, going loose. And with that, my friends, take your rainbow blanket with you. Wrap yourself in it. Know that you are loved, that you are confident, that you are healed, that you are surviving, that you are peaceful. Namaste, my friends. Congratulations on that meditation. I'm hoping that everyone is feeling a little bit more color in their life, for lack of better terms. Today, we're talking about things that we can do in a time of isolation, and yet I'm sure most of us are feeling like we don't have enough space right now. One of the things I wanted to talk about is the ritual, starting a ritual of having something for yourself, like a morning meditation, a cup of tea, etc. And today I wanted to focus a little bit about black tea. Some of the benefits of black tea are it's really good for cardiovascular health, cancer prevention, skin and hair health, bone and connective tissue, digestive tract, brain and nervous system, increase your energy, oral health, and immune system. Now, I am not a medical doctor. These are just things that I've been taught over the years and have read that they find. So by no means are any of my statements medical advice or anything like that. And so one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, during this time, even making a cup of tea in a designated cup or a teapot or something like that, and having that ritual once or throughout the day can be really, really meditative in practice as well. I usually add a little bit of fresh fruit to the bottom of my black tea. For me, black tea is a little bit strong, so I'll either steam some milk and make a traditional London fog, or I will add a couple slices of frozen peach, or raspberries is a good one, some fresh blueberries, anything kind of at the bottom of the cup, or iced tea. I drink a lot of herbal unsweetened iced tea. Just remember to also drink water, because sometimes tea can dehydrate us. So I'd love to hear what kind of teas that you guys use. If you have a tea set, I have a tea set. I don't use it as often as I would like to. I end up honestly just using my mason jar. I love drinking out of my mason jar. So you can make sun tea these days. The sun is starting to come out. It is spring. And if anyone would like, you know, more information on them, today's tea of topic is black tea. And just I think the ritual of, you know, waiting for the tea to steep, if you use loose leaf or a bag, waiting for the water to boil, is just kind of a time that we can, stirring the spoon in the cup, it's just kind of a time that we can use those as meditative practices, ritual, etc. I do not read tea leaves. It's always something I've been interested in. And someday my goal is to go to the Russian tea room and have a delicious, amazing tea ceremony there. Maybe we could do a live podcast from a tea room. Anyway, with that, I hope you enjoy your tea and the ritual of tea. If you have any tips, tricks, or techniques that you use when you're making tea, please feel free to message them to me. We can feature them here on the podcast, and it'll be amazing. Okay, next thing we're going to talk about is some things that we can do during this time to kind of use this time to clear our space and our mind as well. A really good thing to do right now is to clean with Lysol wipes, right? But because we're home and we're not able to go out and not able to get them because there's a limit on one, how funny will it be to listen to this next year and remember that I had a guy jump out of me at a grocery store when I put two containers of wipes in my car a couple weeks in my cart a couple weeks ago and tell me the limit is one. So one of the things that I feel like doing that we can clean is actually make our own wipes. So I'm going to share a recipe with you. I'll also post it on our Facebook page. Just one of those things that we can maybe save a little bit of money to, and you know, be more self-reliant, self-sufficient. So, what goes into the wipes is really important. So, it would be a mason jar, a container of, or not container, some Dawn dish detergent, some rubbing alcohol, and an essential oil. I use peppermint, or if you have something like On Guard from doTERRA, that's a really good one. Make sure that the rubbing alcohol is 70% or higher, that the Dawn dish soap, doesn't have to be Dawn, but something that is gonna kind of cut the mess and the grease and all of that stuff. An antibacterial soap like Dial would work as well. I use On Guard and peppermint in mine to kind of kill the germs. If you don't have rubbing alcohol, you can message me. I have some alternatives. I don't like them as much, but things like bleach, hydrogen peroxide are good as well. So you want to take your mason jar. I use a bigger mason jar, probably one of the 32 ounces or larger. And with that, I put in 2 cups of the rubbing alcohol, which is 70% or higher. 1 teaspoon, just 1 teaspoon of Dawn dish soap. You don't want to put too much in or they become too soapy. And then I use about 20 drops total. So I use 10 drops of the On Guard and 10 drops of the peppermint. And then I use, for my car, I keep one in my car, and for that one I use paper towels. In the house I use just like microfiber cloths or anything like that. And then I turn it upside down because you're going to have more space in there. After you add the rubbing alcohol, dish soap, essential oils, I put it, the lid on, and then I mix it up. I kind of swirl it. I don't shake it. I don't do anything like that. I don't like it when it gets too bubbly. Then I take off the lid and put the paper towels or cloths in the jar. And then I continue adding more until the cleaning solution has saturated all the cloths. So I kind of like push them down in. Then I put the jar back on, turn it upside down, kind of like you're marinating a steak, so to speak. And then your cleaning wipes are ready to use. When you use them, the paper towels in the car, I honestly put a ton of paper towels in, probably more than I should or need, but that I bring into the house every time and reuse. So you just want to make sure that you're disinfecting the handles of your car, any handles of stores that you're going in, something like that. So anyway, the recipe will be posted later today on the Tea Time with the Medium Facebook page. It won't be until later this afternoon, but it's kind of my homemade wipes that someone had told me about and I found, and it's really kind of enjoyable. Like I said, I love mason jars for my tea, for my wipes, for everything. I should probably be sponsored by the Mason Jar Ball Jar Company. So anyway, that's a cleaning tip, especially with how hard the brand name wipes are to find. It kind of just makes us feel less guilty about wiping everything down. So in good health, I hope you make them. And if you do, share a picture and let us know on our Instagram or Facebook page. Okay, so the last little bit of what I'm going to talk about today before I do a click card reading is something that we can do to tap into our creative side. For me, I've been painting for the last couple of years as kind of something to do for relaxation, but I started playing around with a different medium yesterday and remembered that, oh wait, I actually used to use this medium when I was younger, and I know how to use charcoals, oil pastels, and I got into this crazy blending spree. So with a lot of us, the majority of our time being focused on our kids and our loved ones as women, what are some things that we can do to kind of embark our creative side? And so I guess I would challenge you to ask yourself that question. Feel free to open it up on Facebook. I'll start a discussion. I'll start one on Instagram. But what are some things to tap into the creative you? Meaning, what are some things that you feel like, you know, are things that you've lost touch with? Could it be sewing? Could it be making, you know, jams or cooking? Or could it be, you know, going for a 5-mile run, you know? I always said that if you see me running, you should probably run too, but I know that there are people that enjoy it. So if that's something that you do, why not take this time to reconnect with that creative side of you? And you may not think that running is creative, but I recognize it very much as something that's creative because it can calm the rest of the world, silence the rest of the world, and really kind of recharge our batteries. And I really believe that that's what being creative does, is just recharges our batteries. So, you know, it's a kind of a scary world out there right now. So make sure if you do, you know, decide that reading books or art or something, that you need to order supplies for, order them through an online website and make sure that you are disinfecting the packages. If you want, I can post on Facebook and Instagram how I disinfect everything with my homemade wipes before I bring them in the house. It's really just takes 2 minutes, and you know, some people are like, oh, maybe that's overkill. To me, it's not. I'd rather do that and be healthy and have the people in my house be healthy. So on that note, you know, my challenge to you is just to tap in and take some time to ask yourself what that creative medium is that you could be connecting to. Feel free to share. Hop on over to Facebook or Instagram. Make sure you like our page, like the podcast, and just help support us at this time. It's not a financial support. Tell your friends. It's just something that I'm doing. I enjoy doing it, and the feedback is that people enjoy when I do it. So that is that. We're going to hop over now to our reading. Today I'm still using the Keepers of Light Oracle cards, and this time I'm just going to do a simple reading. I'm really feeling like we just need one thing to be focused on. And so that'll be a card that will just be a spirit guide that we can tap into and work with today and for the next few days. So while I pull that reading, just focus for a moment. Okay, so I pulled the Oracle card Bridgerd, which is inner strength. Move back to wholeness. Recognize that you have the power. Bridgerd is a Celtic goddess of Ireland who is closely associated with fire and the time of spring. She is a twin flame to Simonius. She was so well loved by the Celtic people that when Christianity came to Ireland, she was adopted as a saint of Holy Well, Sand, and other holy places. She is a powerful figure who can help us channel our energy into something that is important for our growth. And as she herself has lasted through the ages, she adds longevity to our journey so that we can reach a deep state of wholeness. You can call her on to bring your sacred flames to burn away anything that's not serving you, to bless any new projects you have in mind, and for support with fertility. The extended message is, spiritual fire is growing within. Recognize that the power of your soul is greater than you think. You have come a long way since you began this journey. There is a powerful force within you, and you have the ability to create wonderful change in your own life and inspire those around you to do the same. Be aware of new projects, opportunities, and fertile ideas that can grow into something larger than you may imagine. Call on the fiery goddess Bridgerd to light the way ahead. Now, that being said, I feel like that goes really hand in hand with our podcast. There's a reason that I pulled one card, and I hope that you take Bridgerd with you for inner strength throughout the day. Recognize that you have the power and create something new, my friends. Be beautiful, be safe, be well, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day. Until next time.